I want to talk to you tonight from 2 Corinthians, if you'd be turning and get a bulletin. We got a week ahead of us. That was deep. We have a week ahead of us. Monday night, we have Elisha and Esther. Tuesday night, youth, you have nursing home ministry. Amen. And that's a tremendous part of your developing your walk with God, is to be involved in ministry. And then Wednesday, we have family worship night. And then on Friday, we have our young married couple fellowship. And we'll be back here next Sunday. And next Sunday evening, we have a special guest that's going to be in the area, Brother Doug Spencer. His father pastors at Riverdale. He's been a part of that work all his life. And he's going to be in the area, going to be ministering next Sunday night. Looking forward to that. Amen. Would you stand for the reading of God's word, and don't be distressed because I'm going to read one verse. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Paul, in a parenthetical thought, and yet it captures a tremendous principle of Scripture. And since this is first person plural, I would like for us to read it together as a declaration. Could we read this as a declaration? Let's read it. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Let's read that again. For we walk by faith, not by sight. I want to preach tonight on we walk by faith. We walk by faith. Father, help us tonight. Thank you for the tremendous sense of your presence. Thank you for the response of your people in worship. Lord, remove every distraction from our heart and mind. And oh God, tonight in this service, in this preaching of the word, may you help folks, not just for the moment, but for the future ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. In a sense, I'm glad to be preaching this after the tremendous movings of the Spirit in both services, when our feelings have been so exhilarated. Because I want to talk to you about the other side of this. This is going to sound like a real pessimistic, melancholy statement. But as good as it's been today, you may wake up in the dumps in the morning. How many has ever had that happen to you? I want to tell you what that is. It's called life in a fallen world. Amen? How many's already getting excited? Well, if you're not getting excited, we walk by faith. We listen by faith. We amen by faith. I was watching a documentary. I love things about exploration and about the climate of Mount McKinley in Denali National Park in Alaska. That's the highest mountain in this hemisphere. And the man was leading a team. They were going to summit a Mount McKinley, and they had just got to the base, set up camp, beautiful day, sunshiny day, set up camp, went to bed, and woke up to something like a foot of snow already on the ground, snowing just tremendously hard. He said, we came out of our tents and we took stock, and we couldn't even see 10 feet in front of us, much less the mountain. He said, the mountain we were going to climb, we couldn't even see because of the snow and the wind. And so we said, what are we going to do? And someone said, we've come this far. And then these were the words he said, even though we can't see it right now, we know the mountain's there. It's on the map. We know it's there. So let's just keep on climbing. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. They could not see the mountain. I want you to know there are many times we cannot see the spiritual realities. We cannot see heaven. We cannot see victory. We cannot see how things are going to work out in our life. But I tell you what we do. We keep on going. Heaven may be so distant you can't see any part of it tonight. But we know it's there. And it's on the map. Let's just keep walking by faith. Young people, much is said this time of year. Sometimes folks try to be helpful, and you come out of a youth camp and your feelings have been so euphoric from the move of the Spirit, and you're just so excited and thrilled. And you know, some people don't say things right. You know, they'll say, well, it won't last. You know? Well, what makes it so bad is that's true, but they didn't have to say it that way. And they didn't have to say it when they said it. And so a lot is said about, you know, those feelings won't always be there. Why? Maybe it's a Sunday school teacher. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's a pastor. Why do they say that to you? Well, they say it because it's true, but they also say it because here's a point we have to get. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we can get something in our hearts that when the feeling of youth camp is gone and the euphoria is past for the summer, we're still walking. We're still headed the right direction. We're still climbing. Oh, hallelujah. You see, when we go by feelings, we forgot something. This isn't about feelings. This is about commitment. It's not I'm going on if I feel good. It's I'm going on regardless. It's not I'm going to serve God and be on fire for God when I got a euphoric feeling. It's I'm going to serve God even when it's a depressing day, even when it's a dark day. I am committed because I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Aaron, I need to hear myself if you can help me here in these monitors. You see, the thing about life is confusing. Difficult things happen to us, and we can't make sense of everything that happens to us. There's things that happen we don't understand. There's things that happen to us that hurt and hurt badly. There's things that happen to us that are not good. We find ourselves asking, where is God? Where is the good? Now, here's the point. At that moment in our life, we cannot see the good. We cannot see how things will work out. We cannot see how God is at work. We cannot see any profit of our living for Him. We cannot see a return on living for Him. But that's just it. We can't see it. But we don't walk by what we see. We walk by faith in a faithful God and a trustworthy God. Hallelujah. And sometimes it's not that we can't see because of the problems. It's that we can't see because we're bogged down in the mundane, routine, cyclic living of everyday life. But thank God we can really get it in our hearts. Thank God when I feel good. Thank God when I feel blessed. Thank God for a service I leave way up on the clouds. But even if I don't feel it, I am committed to a faithful God, and I'm going to keep on walking by faith. I can't see the mountain, Brother Fraley, but I know it's there. Hallelujah. 3 points. Number one, we walk. I'm going to get real deep for a moment. That's when you get out your pens. How do we walk by faith? We walk. I told you it's going to be deep. Oh, Christians, just get a hold of that. You see, walk implies, first of all, that you keep on moving forward. You see, not to walk, the opposite of walk is stopping. The opposite of walk is quitting. The opposite of walk is sitting down and giving up. But I'm telling you, to walk by faith, the first thing we need to do is just keep walking. You see, if you really walk, it's only a walk if it has three things. Number one, it has to have movement to it. You can't ever worship, not ever read your Bible, not ever pray. Don't come to church and say you're still walking. There ain't no motion to your life. Am I walking? No motion. But it takes something else. It takes progress. Because I got some motion, but I'm not progressing. I'm staying the same place. You can make a big noise. You can talk big spiritual things, but you need to be progressing. So am I walking? I've got movement. I've got progression. But am I walking? Not really. I need one more thing. I need motion. I need progression. But I need direction. Hallelujah. Glory to, how do we walk by faith? We've got motion to us. We are trying to serve God. We are on the move. We've got progression. We're not happy to stay right where we're at today. We're moving forward. We're advancing. But more than that, we've got direction. Hallelujah. We know in whom we have believed. We know where we're headed. You see, that's the second thing about walking. Walking always implies that you're going somewhere. If you're not walking or you're not going somewhere, you're just nervous or maybe exercising. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, to walk means that you're headed somewhere. To walk by faith means we're walking. It means we in our hearts are committed to a destination. We are on a journey. We are headed somewhere. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the feeling may go, but if you've got that in your heart, I'm headed somewhere and I mean to get there and I'm not stopping and I'm not quitting and I'm not turning around. Devil, you can come against me. Friends can turn against me, but that's not going to stop me. I'm on a walk. I'm on a journey. I have a destination. Well, glory to God. Keep on walking. One more thing about walk. It may not be something we like to hear, but walk is an ordinary activity. Now look, I'm going to do this right now. How many's going to leave church and say, did you see Pastor Hurst? He walked down the aisle. Anyone going to do that? Now, what if during service you saw me come off this platform? Especially if I trip. What would you have said? Did you see Pastor Hurst? He ran. Let me try something else. It's been so long, I don't know if I can. Isn't that neat? I want everyone over 50 to follow me. What? But why would you go and say Pastor skipped or ran? It's extraordinary. Wouldn't it? I mean, in church. How many like to see Brother Cruz skip down there? But you're not going to leave and say Brother Hurst walked down the aisle tonight. It's ordinary. Brother Reimer, if this gets deep again, we don't skip by faith. We don't run by faith. We walk by faith. We live in an ordinary life, but we hold on to our faith while we're living it. Amen. We don't just serve God when we're on an emotional high at youth camp. We serve God in the everyday life of going to school, of going to work. I'm telling you, if we get a hold of this, there'll be a lot of people that make progression in the kingdom of God. It's good to feel the Spirit and run and feel that joy. But when it comes down to everyday living, we're going to have the faith to keep on going. Hallelujah. I've got to keep on in the message. Are you walking tonight? Are you keeping moving spiritually forward? Or are you sliding? Have you stopped? Secondly, we walk not by sight. I'm not trying to change the scripture, but I want to alter it just a bit tonight. We walk not by feelings. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about emotions tonight. Now listen, I want you to keep this in mind when I talk to you. Emotions are good. God created us with emotions. Thank God for a worship and a faith where we can feel what we believe. So I want you to know before I get started here, feelings, emotions are good things. And one more thing before I get started on we walk not by feelings. I'm preaching two things here. We should not stop just when our feelings get bad. But neither should we just go only when we have good feelings. See what I'm saying? How many knows that many, many Christians do quit, do back up, do lose their commitment, do turn around just because the emotion isn't there? We don't walk by feelings. We walk by sight. You see, our emotions are so, now here's where I make the connection. Our emotions are so influenced by what we see. That's why I can alter this and say, instead of saying we walk not by sight, we walk not by feelings, because what we see alters our emotions. You see, we're easily moved. We're easily impressed by the things we see. And we're little moved, and we're little impressed in our emotions by the things we cannot see. The only way we can get excited about heaven is when the Holy Spirit comes and makes it real to us. Abraham could literally see the condition of his ancient old man's body and could not see how possibly he could produce the child God said he was going to have. He could see how his body was. Joseph could clearly see the bars on his prison cell and not how God, he could not see how God would sit him on the throne of Egypt. Moses could see the Red Sea in front of him and the massing of the Egyptian army behind him, and he could not see a dry path across it. We could go on and on. Joshua could see the height and the width of the walls of Jericho and could not see how those walls could fall. David, he could see how huge Goliath was, how heavy his spearhead was, how large that shield was, but he could not see how Goliath could fall. Amen. The three Hebrew children could see the flames shooting out of the furnace, and they could not see how anybody could come out of there alive. Daniel could see the gaping mouths of the lions and the bones on the floor of the pit, and he could not see how a man could spend a night there and come out alive. And that's why they did not go by what they could see. They went by their faith in God. We can't go by what we see. We go by our faith in God. And I'm telling you, they were delivered. They went by what they could see. Their emotions would have depressed them, and they'd stopped right then. But they went by what their faith was in God. You see, when we talk about not walking by sight, we're talking about physical sight. But faith will give you a spiritual sight. Amen. So when I say we walk not by sight, and when Paul said it, he was talking about physical sight. The thing is, if you'll walk by faith, God will give you a spiritual sight. Suddenly you'll see a path across the Red Sea. Suddenly you'll see how you can face Goliath. Not by physical sight, but by spiritual sight. If these characters that I mentioned, if they had gone by what they physically could see, they would have despaired, they would have given up, they would have resigned themselves to their situations. And listen, just bear with me for a moment. I want us to get this. Our flesh, our natural man, our feelings are so easily influenced by what we see rather than what we cannot see that they will always lead us astray. My point is tonight, we should not be governed by our feelings and our flesh, because they can never bring us to the place we cannot see. It is only faith that can bring us to the place we cannot see. The natural man, the flesh, our emotion can never, you follow that, you'll never get to the unseen spiritual realities. But if you've got a faith in God, not walking by sight, faith will bring you to that place to see the unseen. If you don't think your sight influences your feelings, and the young people, this may not affect you too much, but if you don't think sight affects your emotions, just wait till you get that bill in the mail, unexpected bill, and open it up, and it's got four figures before the decimal point. And you look at that and tell me that don't affect your emotions. How many knows what you see affects your emotions? Have you been there? Now, I want to make a statement, and please hear me out. We cannot control our emotions. Now, there's a little caveat to that, or a little qualification. I mean, there is a sense, some way we can direct those. I mean, you can't stay up all night watching horror movies and then be fearful all night and say, well, I can't control my emotions. Well, you could have controlled what brought them on. Right? And so I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about there are so many instances in life that we cannot control our emotions. But we do have a decision of what we're going to do about our situation regardless of our emotions. What are we going to do with the emotions? Are we going to let them get us down? Are we going to let them keep us from walking? Let me give you an illustration how you cannot control your emotions. I used to see this so vividly in the boys' dorm. I mean, I would see guys, we'd have a boys' dorm devotion, and they would shout. And I don't want to get into the story, but I'll just tell you a little bit of it. I had a friend there. He called me this week. But I can never forget that night. We had a great service and devotion. He came to me afterwards. He said, I'm going to start getting up at 4:30 every morning to seek the Lord. I mean, I heard his alarm go off at 4:30, next room. It went off. And suddenly there was a smash against the wall and a clatter. I went in there. I was a monitor. I had a passkey. I went in there. He's still sleeping, but his alarm clock is laying in little bitty pieces all over the floor. Let me show you how you can't control your emotions. How many has felt tremendously spiritual, on fire for God, went to bed, didn't do anything? You didn't eat pizza. You didn't eat a large pizza. You didn't read the news. You didn't anything. You just went to bed with that euphoric feeling and woke up in the most depressed mood. You ever done that? In a sense, we really don't have control over our emotions. But we do have control on what we do with our emotions. Amen? Amen. We can have bad emotions, but that doesn't have to keep us from serving God. For living for God. Let me tell you something else about our emotions and we'll move on. Amen. We can be easily fooled and tricked by our emotions. How many of you have read a fiction novel and found yourself weeping? You knew it was fiction. Why are you crying for? You know it ain't true. I shouldn't tell this. When my wife watched The Red Fern Grows for the first time, she wept and wept and wept and wept. That's dogs dying. No disrespect to pet owners. It's just, it's a made-up story. But your emotions were moved. It's not real. Now look, if we know that, why do we let things that aren't real affect our emotions and keep us from progressing in God and serving God? I mean, the devil have you stirred up for services over. Somebody don't like me. And you'll leave here saying, nobody likes me. And we'll let that keep us. Look, it's not based on fact. It's based on feelings. Feelings aren't rooted in reality. It's not that faith isn't rooted in reality. It's faith is rooted in a reality that is unseen by the emotions. Hallelujah. But I want us to know that not seen does not mean not real. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight, but not seeing does not mean not real. In fact, the most real things are really the unseen things. You don't believe that? I'm talking about God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I could go on, but I want to move on to the message. Let me tell you this. I've watched in years of ministry folks that are inconsistent, folks that are in and out of church, young people that are in and out. They reveal that they're not really trusting Jesus. They're not really putting their faith in Jesus. They're living by the whim and emotion and impulse rather than by trusting Jesus in steady obedience. I'm telling you, if you walk by faith and not by feeling, you will trust Jesus by steadily, consistently obeying Him in His Word. Instead, folks that are living by emotions, they're living by a knee-jerk reaction to how things appear instead of how God says they are or how God says they will be. How about that? How about we quit living on how things appear and we start living on how God says that they are and God says that they will be? We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. What are you going to do if it's not a sight? sunshiny day. You wake up, it's a Monday morning. The skies are cloudy and it's raining. What are you going to do on a work day 3 months after your wedding when the bills have already piled up? What are you going to do? You don't go by your emotions. You walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. I have this feeling in the things of God in church. Those that walk by their emotions are like those that follow Jesus for the loaves and the fishes. As long as Jesus was handing them a piece of fish, and as long as Jesus was handing them a piece of bread, they were happy. They were following. They were listening to his teaching. But when Jesus walked away and the fish and the bread stopped, amen, they stopped following. I'm telling you, that's folks that are following him by their emotions. But if you're following him because you're committed to him, you love him, you trust him, when the bread quits coming and the fish quits coming and the emotions caught, God, you say, he is still Lord. He is still the Son of God. My faith, my trust is in him. Don't do this by emotion. I don't want to belabor a point, but I think it's important. One more thing about emotions. Emotions wear off. How many's had a great, wonderful time, but the next day, as hard as you tried to duplicate that emotion, you couldn't call it up? I've got to go on, but how many knows this is what I'm preaching is directly contrary to what the world and society is saying? You listen to them. They'll say over and over, well, what do you feel? What do you feel? Be true to what you feel. If it feels good, does. You know, the world scares me to death. One of the most common mantras today of advice is, you've got to follow your heart. And what they're really saying is, you've got to follow your emotion. You know why that scares me to death? You've got to follow your heart. Because the Bible says, and it's true, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So why would we follow the heart? But oh, you can put your faith in Christ. This may not be a good illustration, but it works for me. Emotions are like a drunk driver that should never be let behind the steering wheel of your experience with God. How many would let a drunk driver drive you home tonight from church? Don't let your emotions be behind the steering wheel of your experience with God. Now forget the drunk driver for a moment. Keep the car, but forget the drunk driver. I want to tell you something. Emotions are good in your life. Emotions are good. Hear me. Emotions are good in your experience with God. But emotions should always be the passenger in your experience with God and never the driver. Amen. Hallelujah. People lose faith in God because they go by their feelings. They go by what things are seemingly work out. It'll kill your experience with God. But I want to tell you something tonight. One reason we don't go by our emotions is because God is bigger than our emotions. He's bigger than your bad day. He's bigger than your gloom. He's bigger than your discouragement. Hallelujah. Say it with me one more time. We walk by faith and not by sight. And last of all, I want to deal with that. We walk by faith. The Sunday school teacher asked her, I don't know how little they were, asked her Sunday school class, now what is faith, children? And one little boy lifted up his hand. You know how they do? I know. Yes, what is faith? He said, faith is believing in something that's not real. We have a blooming philosopher there. But how many knows he's wrong? Just because it's not seen. Remember the mountain in Dalhousie National Park? Just because it's not seen doesn't mean it's not there. Faith is not believing in something that's not real. Faith is believing in something, amen, that we cannot see yet. Faith is believing in something we have not seen yet. It's not believing in something's real. How many believes there could be a ketchup bottle as large as a water tower? How many believes there is one? How many seen it? I've seen it. Collinsville, Illinois. There's a ketchup, a water tower that's painted like a ketchup bottle. They look at you like you don't believe me. It's there. You get the bus. Get Old Blue. We're going to go on a field trip. Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it's real. So faith isn't believing in what's not real. Faith is believing in what's not seen as yet. Now listen, I want to tell you something. I'm going to bring it all down. This is something we've missed in our current church age in America. We've made faith hocus pocus. We've made faith an energy. We've made faith a hype. We've made faith everything else but except what it really is. I want to tell you the root meaning of faith is faithfulness. You study it out. The very root of faith is faithfulness. In other words, if you really put your faith in God, if you really trust Jesus, you will be faithful. You'll be faithful to Him. You'll be faithful to His Word. You'll be faithful to His house. You'll be faithful in living righteously. Isn't that at odds with what we hear today about faith? Faith is, you know, screwing up your mind real hard and focusing. And faith is saying the right words and having the right formula. And faith is faking it if you want to know the truth. For a lot of folks, faith is faking it. You know, you got a bursting headache and you go around saying, I've got faith. I don't have a headache. I don't have a headache. I don't have a headache. I'm speaking faith. No, you're lying. You got a headache. Right? If we could just get a hold of this. Faith. Faith is faithfulness. And you know how you can tell someone is being faithful? They're obeying. And so I can say faith is obedience. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to obey God. I'm going to be true to His Word. How do I show my faith? I don't go by my emotions, but I follow His Word. I do whatsoever He says. And when the temptation comes, I may feel directed to the temptation, but I'm faithful to Him. I'll not betray my relationship. I'll not betray my love of Him for this world. That's faith. It's faithfulness. So to really have faith is to be faithful. Being faithful is sticking with it, acting according to your trust in Him, acting toward what you believe. So we don't live by feelings. We don't live by blessings. We don't live by experiences. But I got to tell you this, faith will bring you to some great feelings. And faith will bring you to some great blessings. We don't live by the feeling. But if you'll be faithful to God, you'll come to those oases of His goodness and mercy experienced through your emotions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see folks that quit so easily from serving God. And you know what I believe? I don't believe they were in it because they really loved Jesus. I believe they were in it for the good feeling and the buzz. I understand what people are saying. I heard them start back in the 60s saying this. Come to Jesus and you'll have a better high than you do on drugs. So are you going to serve Jesus because you got a buzz? No, we serve Him because He is Lord. And He deserves our obedience and our lives and our commitment. Can we get one thing tonight? Faith is faithfulness to Him. Faith is what happens when we're faithful to a faithful God. Hallelujah. Someone quits easy, but I'm telling you, here's what it means to walk by faith and not by sight. Whatever's happening in my life, I believe in God. I believe He's my creator. I believe we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. I make my choices based on the fact that He is the sovereign God that rules the universe and He is in control. I believe, hallelujah, that He gave His Son to die for me. I believe in the Redeemer. I believe through that Christ I'm reconciled to God. I believe He's made a way to escape every temptation. I believe He's prepared a place for all of His people. I believe that all that trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, they are going to make it. We are going to be victorious. We are going to triumph. Whatever my feelings say, I believe in God. That's why Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's just that made up mind. Whatever's going on in my life, amen, everything may be turned upside down. There may be reversals and problems, but I have put my trust in Him. I'm not going by my feelings. I'm not going by my sight. Hallelujah. I'm going because I believe in God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so faith is trust even when other things seem to tell you that you shouldn't. I'm going to go ahead and quit. I had more, but I want to quit. If you have faith in Him, you'll not doubt it, even when you can't see it. I said, when you have faith in Him, you won't doubt it, even when you can't see it. I shared this a few times. Right before I share it, let me tell you this. Unless you're just going across the room and you can see the refrigerator from your chair, on most all of our destinations, you don't see them till you get there. Right? You won't leave church tonight and see your house. You travel not seeing it until you get there. And I'm telling you, that's the way we need to be. We may not see it right here and right now, but we're going to keep traveling because we know it's there, and we will see it when we get there. Amen. I don't know where this came from, but listen to this. I'm not going to expound on it. I'm just going to read it. Three men were walking on a wall, feeling faith and fact. When feeling took an awful fall and faith was taken back. So close was faith to feeling, he stumbled and fell too. But fact remained and pulled faith back, and faith brought feeling too. You see, our faith is a faithfulness to the fact. How many knows this is the fact? And your feeling may get a hold of your experience of God and your faith. But if you'll be faithful to this word, not only will your faith come in line, but it'll pull your feeling in line too. You know, sometimes songs get theology wrong, but sometimes they get a lot of things good. And, you know, normally you hear this song anymore only at funerals. So we began to sing it in church years ago. I believe it was in the late 60s or 70s, Beulah Land. And probably not 9 out of 10 Christians know what the word Beulah means, but you can go home and look that up. But there is a verse that says, I'm looking now across the river, and here it is, where my faith will end in sight. That's profound. I said, that's profound. Because now we walk by faith and not by sight. But we're coming to a place where our faith is going to end in sight. Hallelujah. How many is going to walk by faith and not by feeling? Let's stand and worship Him. You say, I don't feel like it. Practice walking by faith right now. Lift your hands and hearts by faith. Say, you're still God. I may not feel a thing, but you're still God. You're still mighty. You're still holy. You're still pure. Hallelujah. I don't feel like I can face what I'm facing tomorrow. Oh, but I've got my trust in God. He'll take me through. He'll bring me through. He'll give me the ability. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Can we say it together one more time over the house? We walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Would you come and find a place to pray tonight and say, God, I'm committed to putting my trust in You. I am committed to putting my trust in You. I am committed to putting my trust in You. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the light of His word,
trust Him. Obey Him.
What a glory He sheds on our
way. Say, Pastor, I still don't feel anything. Don't go by that. Put your faith in God. Put your trust in Jesus. Oh, trust and obey. Lord, help me to believe. Put my trust in You. I'm not going to go on my feelings. I'm going to trust in You. It's not that I'm going on if I feel good. I'm going on regardless. I'm going on if I don't feel good. It's not that I'm going on if everything works out. I'm going on if nothing works out. Hallelujah. It's not that I'm going on. If I'm blessed, I'm going on. If I'm not blessed, my trust is in you. Hallelujah. As you pray, I want you to do something tonight. Just tell him, say, Lord, I believe in you. I believe you're my creator. I believe you died for me. I believe you made a way that I can make it. I believe you'll make a way of escape from every temptation. I believe I'm your child. I believe in heaven. I believe you've made a way I can make it to heaven. I believe.